Okay, Teishir is Yushalmi, Yuma Daf Yutes, and we are on Yudchasma Beis in the Art Scroll. We're on Daf Yudzayin in the Oz Vahadar, and we just had the Mishnah. We're getting to the Tfilos and the Knisa. The Mishnah said that a person doesn't go into the Azara to do the Avoda until he goes to the Mikvah. And the Mishnah said, Chamesh Tfilos Va'asara Kiddushin. There are five times the Kohen Gadol goes to the Mikvah, and 10 times he is Bekadesh his hands and feet on Yom Kippur. Tova Kohen Gadol v'kod the Kadesh b'Yom. And they're all in the Beis HaParva. We mentioned Beis HaParva, maybe the Tos was quoted, the story of the guy who tried to tunnel in and see the Kohen Gadol. Chutz Mizubovad. So they're all in the Beis HaParva except for this first one. The Tosfos Yeshanim points out here on the Mishnah, it's on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Yuma, this 5 and 10, is this Misora? It has to be 5 and 10. So says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Lav Hachi Kibiri Lahu. It's not that that's the Misora of 5 and 10. To Chamesh Min HaMikra Nafka, as we'll see, 5 comes from the Psukim. Ve'u'ela Shinui Avodos Kibiri Lahu, but the switching of the Avodos, Chutz and Pnim Bachutz, that we learn in Misora. U'memela Yesh Bein Kalachas V'achas Tfila. So you know, whenever there's a switch of Avodos, then you have to go to the Mikvah. But it's not that you need a specific, per se, mikvah number. So, memela, the tfilos you need are based on the number of avodos that are done. But it's not that there is a misora that the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah a certain number of times. He just has to go to the mikvah between the avodos, and this ends up being the number between the avodos. 5 tfilos and 10 kiddushin. He is bekadish bo bayam. Okay. Says the Gemara, Keni Masnisa Lohaya Adam Nichnas La'azara Ula Avoda Afilutar Achu Tovel. Really, even though the Mishnah says the Lashon of Nichnas La'azara La'avoda, and you could have read the Mishnah as you only need mikvah if you go into the Azara to the Avoda. But if you go to the mikvah, if you go to the Azara not to do the Avoda, maybe you don't need. So that's what the Gemara clarifies. No, it's either. If you're going to do the avoda, even if not, even if you're just going for some other reason, right? Lohaya adam nichas lazara ula avoda afilu tarachu tovel lo sov davar la avoda el afilu shelo la avoda. Even shelo la avoda, one would need to make. What do you mean shelo la avoda? What are you going in for? So if you look at the carbon eida, he has two deos. Lo sov davar lav davka la avoda el afilu shelo la avoda raksha nichnas lazara ton tefila. First day is yeah, no avoda at all. You're just going in for some reason. Lishnachrina shalo la'avoda gemura kigon lamatan bahonos v'lismicha. Of course you're going in for some purpose, some constructive purpose, but it's not an avoda. You're going in to do smicha on the animals, right, which is called shiare avoda. You're going into the matan bahonos for the mitzvah. So it's 2 days about whether shalo la'avoda klal, which then you'd have to explain why you're going into the Azara if you're not going in for any avoda, or you're going in for a lesser significant avoda. Good. Says the Gemara, Sha'alu es ben Zoma. So they ask ben Zoma, Ma'amakam l'tfila zu. What's the basis of this tfila? Meaning, even if somebody knows that they are tahar, they still have to go to the mikvah. So why is that? What's the reason for that? Says the Gemara, Amar lahem, ma, it's kavachomer, ma im b'shashu nechras b'kodesh l'kodesh, to'en tefila, if he needs avoda, when he goes b'kodesh l'kodesh, meaning between the avodas, as we just described. If the Kohen Gadol, going from kodesh to kodesh, he requires tefila, even though you might say that, why would he need tefila? He's already in the kodesh. He's already like in the tahar zone. And yet, going from tar to tar needs tefila. Mechol haKodesh kol shekein. So surely, if you're going from chol to kodesh before it starts, surely you would need tefila. So the Gemara says, isn't that a kal vachomer? Again, if you're going from kodesh to kodesh, where lachora you wouldn't need tefila, even there you need kal vachomer. If you're going from chol to kodesh, so the Gemara says, why would that be a kal vachomer? Lo tzircha de lo mikodesh to kodesh lo yeton tefila. Mechol haKodesh yeton tefila. Is it for sure in that svara the way that you said it? From Kodesh to Kodesh, you wouldn't need tefillah, and from Chol to Kodesh, you would need, explains the Pnei Moshe. I know both of them have reasons to require tefillah. Even if you're going to a higher standard within Kedusha, maybe that word requires tefillah. Is that dafka less logical than going from Chol to Kodesh? So says the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara is asking here, I don't think it should be a kavachomer, I would make it more of a mamatzinu, a comparison. Just like here needs tevila, so too the other place. That's what he says, look at the Pnei Moshe. He quotes first the first two lines as the kavachomer that we just suggested, and then he says, aval hakasha, tebehecha pshita lecha, detvei mistavra lahanichnas michol hakodesh, yito tevila. Why do you think that dafka, for sure, it's more logical to think that chol tekodesh requires tefillah? Me hanichnas bikodesh tekodesh. Harei, hanichnas bikodesh tekodesh, shehi meha'azara velifnim, nichnasu bikodesh haka'al lekodesh hachabur. You're going from a lower kedusha to a higher kedusha. Maybe that requires tefillah. V'imkein, bedinu gamkein b'dasvar sheitod tefillah. Kewa nichnas bichalal hakodesh. So I understand both sides. If you go from chol tekodesh, it requires tefillah. If you go from Kodesh Kal to Kodesh Chomer, it requires tefillah. But I don't see a Kavachomer. Omeyata, ein l'chalil modin midin Kavachomer, midin binyanav. I think you should learn it as a binyanav, meaning a comparison. V'kach yesh l'chalomer. This is what you should say. Ma matzinu shanichnas mikodesh hakal. L'kodesh hachomer, ton tefillah. Af anichnas mikol hakodesh, bidinu shito tefillah. So it should be a comparison. Says the Gemara now, I mean, the Pnei Moshe continuing. The Chitema, the Akadishai Akadin Kavachomer, maybe you can still say a little Kavachomer. To Hamias, Shneem Kodesh Hain, Vitzarek Tfila, Ubi Koshaki Michola Kodesh. But they're still within the world of Kodesh. So it's still, I mean, less of a reason to require it. So Eben Lachano, Dilma Iker Tama Tfila, Bishim Shinechras, the Kodesh Chomeru. Maybe, no, maybe that's the Iker Tfila. Right? At most, you're going to be able to see it's a comparison. You can't say Kavachomer. Chol to Kodesh is not dafka needed more than Kodesh Kal to Kodesh Chomer. And you might even say just the opposite, says the Pnei Moshe. So therefore he says, let's just leave it as a comparison. Not a Kavachomer, but a comparison. That's the what the Gemara answers back to Benzoma. Continuing, Amar Rav Shammai V'keni. And I'll try the Kavachomer again. V'keni, let's try it this way. Ma im mikodesh lekodesh she'eino anish kares ton tefila. If from kodesh lekodesh, where there is no anish of kares, what does that mean? If somebody became tamei in the kodesh and he doesn't go out right away, so there's no ish kares there, right? Look at the carbon eda im nitma bifnim v'yatsa derech ha'hechal eino anish kares. So if from kodesh lekodesh there's no kares ton tefila, and yet one would require tevila, michol hakodesh, shu anish karis lo koshikein. That transition brings karis with it. So isn't that a more of a reason? Yehetod tevila, right? So maybe we rehabilitated the kavachomer. If from kodesh to kodesh, there is no iser karis. If you become tamei in, so chol to kodesh, where there is a iser karis, if somebody becomes tamei and then goes into the azara, so then you're for sure would require, sure would require tevila. Samara says, one second, vila kodesh to kodesh, shu anish karis. Who says, you know, if somebody from Kodesh to Kodesh, if he becomes Tamei in the Kodesh, and then he tarries, and he doesn't leave right away, that can end up being Kares too. So who says from Kodesh to Kodesh there's no Kares? If somebody becomes Tamei and he doesn't go out right away, it can bring Kares. Answer, but that's not because of the transition. Kai de Tanin and Taman, the Mishnah says in Shavuos, Hishtachava o Sheshoha kedei Hishtachava. That kares would be because of the delay, not because of per se going from one place to the other. So maybe you can't compare that kares to our case. We're talking about kares for the transition, going from one place to another place when one is tamei. That case where he becomes tamei in the heichal, that would not be the same exact thing, and therefore we would be able to rehabilitate the kavachomer. Okay, that's how, again, one way of reading this. Of this Gemara. Once we're on the topic of hishtachavaya, so how long, when would you get kares? If you stay in the heichal after become tame, if you go right away, you're okay. But if you stay long enough to bow down, how long is that? How long is that? We quoted that Mishnah in Shavuos. Ad kama hushir hishtachavaya. How long is that? Rabbi Simo, Mishir, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Ad kedei v'yichru apayim artsa al haritzba v'yishtachavu. Based on this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that Bnei Yisrael, Roim beredes ha'esh chvod Hashem al habayis, they bow down alavitz, meaning all the way down, a full hishtachavaya, right? That's the mashav of the psukim, kriyas apayim, bending of the knees, and all the way down. Rabbi Yavo Mosif ad the continuation of the pasuk v'hodos l'Hashem kitov. So it sounds like as long as it takes to say that whole pasuk, Rabbi Mana Mosif to the end of the pasuk ki liolam chasdo. Right, all the way ki liolam chasdo. So different days about how long that hishtachavaya is. This chiyuv of Karis in this case, Kadesh Tachavaya, Rashi says in Masechta Shavuos, he thinks it's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, v'shiurat halalu, yud dalan amabez. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai hei, b'misha nitma b'toch hazara. All of these shiurim will be halacha Moshe B'Sinai, which then would be interesting. Does that mean there's a machlokes about a halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Because we have different dayas here about how long is the Tachavaya. Put that together with the Rashi in Shavuos, all these shiurim are halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So you have to deal with the Rambam that we have mentioned in the past, that the Rambam says there is never any machlokes about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? And there's Medrash Chavos Yair has a whole tshuva listing off seemingly a number of issues that we find as halacha Moshe B'Sinai machlokes. The Rambam says that in the Hakdamah to Pirshei Mishnayos, where he says that there are five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. The first two categories are close, similar, but not exactly the same. The first category is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The second category the Rambam has is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, but they're not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And his two examples, if you remember, are Pri Eitz Hadar, right, being an Esrog, and Ayin Tachas Ayin being money. Right, those two are not called Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. They're called Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the difference between the two? So the Rambam says Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, you would never have figured out. Even if I give you a long time, I give you 100 years, there's no remez in the pasuk for it. So here, hishtachavaya, how long? How do you know how long it's going to be? 5 seconds, 6 seconds, right? The how long, shirin, kizayis, 10 tvachim, for all the shirin, mechitzin. There's no remez in the pasuk for all of those. So that's why, you never figured it out. Those, the Rambam says, that you could have figured out. Pri Eitz Hadar being an Esrog, not so, it's a good guess. It's a good try. And Ayin Tachas Ayin, most legal worlds have that as money. So the Rambam says that's the difference between the two. But he says both of them, no machlokas. No machlokas about both of them. So that's what's tricky. Achronim point out that there seem to be, some halachah Moshe B'Sinai that do have a machlokas. So you gotta work that out for the Rambam. Hishtachavaya, right? When we go into the Mikdash, there's an issue at a chiyuv of hishtachaveh. There is no mitzvah except for one that has as part of the avoda of that mitzvah hishtachavaya. And that's Bikurim. Bikurim is the only one, right? No other mitzvah. Okay, when you hear the Shem Hashem from the Kohen Gadol, you have to bow down. But the only one that has a shtachavaya as part of it is, as is mentioned in Parshas Kisavo. We say, "Hidei vesi as reishis pri adama v'idachlo v'nei Hashem alkecha v'hishtachavisa." Hishtachavisa. The Nesiv Shalom says, "Shalom matzinu zos b'shum makom acher b'avos hakabanos u'tshumas u'maisris." You don't find this anywhere. Like, what exactly is the message that dafka bikurim? Right. So he quotes from the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi, sheyadua, sheyna giyav kippur b'chaper, sheyivat el adam es atzmo, v'chol kolkosa v'tukos l'kodesh baruch hu. Yom kippur is not b'chaper until we self-nullify ourselves. We're mevatel ourselves. V'ze haya inyin ishtachavaya b'beis ha-miglish b'yav kippurim. That's ishtachavaya. Total hisbatlus. Total lowering ourselves. In order to, be makabel, so to speak, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's even mentioned, I think Rav Dessler has a piece on this, where the Medrash says, HaKol B'Zchus Hishtachavaya. And the first one on the list is, Avram Avinu says to the Na'arim, V'Nishtachaveh V'Nashuv Aleichem, by the Akedah. We'll come back. We'll be Mishtachaveh, and then we'll come back. And then, Avram Avinu Lo Chazar Me'Arbi El B'Zchus Hishtachavaya. Avoseinu Lo Nigalu Mivitzrayim. Where by the Akedah do we find that there was Hishtachaveh? It says, V'nishtachaveh v'nashuv aleichem. There's no record of the Torah of Avram Avinu bowing down. Hishtachaveh, it's not there. So it must be, Hishtachaveh doesn't mean literal. It just means hispatlus. It means self-nullification to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring more room for Hashem, less room for me, and that was the whole Ma'aseh of the Akedah. It was all an act of Hishtachavaya, even though there wasn't a literal Hishtachavaya, and that's what it was at all of these stages in Jewish history, Kabbalah Satorah, and Kibbutz Galios, and all of the events that are mentioned in the Medrash, the Hishtachavaya. Okay, so we continue. Says the Gemara. So we spoke about the Kavachomer, about the halacha of needing to be tovel going into the Azara. Tani Abba Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues on what we just said, right? Ben as I said, it's a din daraisa. Either it's based on a Kavachomer or it's based on a binyanav, but it's a din daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's a din darabanan. Kol atzman lo hiskidu tfilazu ela bebnei tfilas srach. Right, what's srach? Srach literally means to hold onto. Right, the Karban Eidah quotes, litvos bahem, tefillah. Grab onto a tefillah to remind you, maybe you were tameh and you don't remember. So we're going to make everybody go to the mikvah to make them think, oh, maybe I was tameh, and maybe I'm not supposed to go to the base of Mikdash until nighttime, because maybe I'm a tefill yom. Sometimes he goes to the mikvah. Who this guy that he remembers? Keri Yashan Sheish Biyado. He remembers he had been with his wife the night before, so he's a Bal Keri, and he went to the mikvah. Therefore, he can't go to the base of Mikdash until that night. The Choser Ubalo. So he'll return around and he'll go home, and he won't come to the base of Mikdash until the night. So Rabbi Yehuda says the whole din of a tahar having to go to the mikvah before entering in the Azara is only because a tefillah srach, as he's called, a tuma, a tefillah, a chi of tefillah derabana, to remind us, of any other type of tefillah where we might be a tefill yom. And by a tefill yom, even if I went to the mikvah, I still have to wait, right? Tefill yom, I'm tovel, but the whole day I'm still tame, until the night comes. Maybe we'll talk about tefill yom. But first let's continue. Taman taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. Mishnah Brachos talks about the tevila of Takanas Ezra. Remember, Ezra HaSofer made a takana. Ezra HaSofer made a takana that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah before davening and before learning, so that people wouldn't be. He did it to be memait the behavior, so people wouldn't be with their wives all the time. So he has the Mishnah towards the end of the third parak. Of Brachas, it's quoted. But the Mishnah quotes that takana of Ezra, where you have to go to the mikvah if somebody was a Balkari before learning Torah. Does that apply even if somebody has a chamor type of tefillah tumah also? What if somebody's a Balkari, but they're also a Zav? What if somebody's a Balkari, but they're also a Nida? She has Paleta Shechva Zera, but she's also a Nida. So this tefillah, if I would go, is not going to help me, because I'm still tummy for a week. So do I go to the mikvah, even though I'm still going to be tummy for the more chamer tuma? So that's the machlokas tanaim there in the Mishnah. So taman tanina, we learned in the Mishnah Brachos, hamishameshes sheroas nida. There are three cases, but this the Gemara only quotes one. Hamishameshes, a woman who was a baalas keri, so she's tummy for a day, meaning she was with her husband, so she has keri coming out. Sheroas nida, and then she became a nida. So if she would go to the mikvah while she's a nida, so she's not becoming tar, so is there still a takan of Ezra in that case? Tzrichid tefila. The Tadakaba says yes. Rabbi Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yehuda says poter. So the Gemara wonders, machalak Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda say poter? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say, in that case, you don't go to the mikvah? Two choices. Al tefila srach. Is he arguing on the total din derabanan? Rabbi tefila srach is a tefila derabanan. Does he reject Takanas Ezra? Wait a minute, how could you reject Takanas Ezra? Does he say that Ezra never made such a takana? Or it was never a chal? Right? Is that what he's rejecting? Or is he holding that no, even if you go to the mikveh, it's not going to help? Mamoel, right? He's still going to have the more chamor tuma on him. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, what would be a nafgamina? Whether he rejects Takanas Ezra totally or only in this case, when there's more chamor of a tuma, so we're a keri. But if he only has the, if he's only a balkeri, if he's only the more lenient type of tuma, itaber chalak or biyudal tefila srach. If we say he rejects the takanas Ezra totally, dvar Torah hu. So is this tefila a din daraisa? No, it's not. And therefore, if he rejects it, he rejects it, so that he wouldn't require it even if he's only a balkeri. Itaber, afilu tovel, ma moel, but if he holds of that svara, the reason that he doesn't, the reason that he argues in the Mishnah there is because it's not going to help anyway, then moel hushu tovel. So in the case where he's just about carry, then he should go. So which is it? What's the shita of Rabbi Huda over there? Does he hold of the tefillah or not? So the Gemara says, well, maybe you could get that from what we just said here. Kada de Tani, what did our Gemara say here of Rabbi Huda? Rabbi Huda says that the reason that a person has to go to the mikvah before they go into the hecha, to the mikdash, is because of the tefillah d'rabanan. So we're going to say, if he holds of this tefillah d'rabanan, Mistabi, he holds of the other tefillah d'rabanan. So, Rabbi Huda calls, "Well, loy skinet tefilas zuel, but it's tefilas rach." Shepabim shadam holich lechotz, v'udiz kar keri yasha shebiyado v'chozer ubalo. As we just said, Rabbi Huda says that the tefilah before the azara is to remind him, maybe he's about keri. So you see, he holds of a tefilah drabanan. So hada amra. So it must be that in the Mishnah brachas too, he holds of the takana of Ezra, but not in this case where there's a more chaber tuma. Lo cholak Rabbi Huda al tefilas rach. He doesn't reject the whole thing. Ela mishem, havil tovel ma hu moel. So it's because it wouldn't be help anyway. So therefore, that's why he argues on it over there. Okay. Takanas Ezra, as we know, is no longer me ikir hadin. Rehuda bebeseira. That's the Gemara Rehuda bebeseira. Chav beis amad aleph in the Bavli besechas brachas. Rehuda bebeseira. Tanya Rehuda bebeseira. Omer ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma. That's his special way of saying there's no more takanas Ezra, right? Even somebody's tamei, they're allowed to learn Torah. The Rishonim, Rabbi Yoda there discusses how did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, a Tana, knock out takanas Ezra? Ezra so far, Ezra's in Tanakh, right? If he was besaken a takana, isn't that pretty strong? How could a Tana, are we saying Davarch ain't suddenly needed a stronger bezdin v'chachmu v'midian? This is a Tana, this is a Ezra Sofer, who could have brought the Torah down, the Gemara says. So how is he able to do that? So, all the Rishonim discuss this. I'll read it from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah there, brachas, v'yim tovar. Ha'brid on Ezra tiki tefillah malker, and v'echo yichol levatel takanas Ezra, v'is da'amar, v'bnei shero'u shalohayu yichol le'nsibu la'amod bo. Answer number one, they saw it was too hard. The Sibra was not able to be obeyed. And if Chazal of a certain generation see in their infinite wisdom, it's impossible, right? Every time a husband and wife are together, they have to go to the mikvah before they learn Torah, before they go daven. It's too impossible. V'anachod yoser, shelo pashta zos atakana b'kol Yisrael. Even originally, it wasn't totally accepted. It wasn't pashta davar b'kol Yisrael. And therefore the rule is, v'takana shelo pashta b'kol Yisrael, yichol levatla. Any takana that was didn't spread all over, so that can be bottom. And there are other answers given that maybe Ezra himself put it into, he made a t'nai, inherent t'nai, that this is only for a certain amount of time as long as people could handle it. If not, then it's bottom of Mela. So it wasn't even like a later generation had to be mevatelin, it was just undone by itself. Okay. I'll mention it, the concept of the Tul Yom, which the came up here. That's the whole reason why Rabbi Yehuda says there's this tefillah. Whenever this comes up, every so often, we like to mention the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, where the Eglei Tal quotes his father as kavod to start the sefer, and he says the first Mishnah brachas, Mevasakarashma ba'arvis. When is the Kriyashma from the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their truma? Because after all, if a Kohen is tami at Tful Yom, he can't eat truma until the nighttime. He can eat Maaser Sheni right away, but he can't eat Shuvah until the nighttime. Why? Yes, but then Gital, does the Shas start off with such an unusual way of telling us that what type Kriya Shema is? Just say Tzitzak HaChavim. What do you have to say? He's a Tful Yom and he has to wait. Now, why is that appropriate? So he says, if you think about it, what's the whole idea of Tful Yom? He went to the mikvah. So why isn't it done? Why does he have to wait till the rest of the day? It should be that he's finished.
Since he was tame on that day, nishar bo roshem tuma kol hayom.
There is some vestige of tuma that lasts. If you were tame today, that even if you went to the mikvah, there's some vestige of tuma that lasts.
Ubehariv shemesh sheba yom acher shlohaya bo tuma nistalik amarashima.
But nighttime, a new halachic day, now even that vestige is gone. That's tul yom.
This is the kasherhu betuma kenulu maso bekedusha. Kishabakabala bacha shamayim.
When he's davin, when you say shachris, I'm saying, well, you say kriyashma, the effect of that is going to last the whole day.
That's why there's no Kriya Shema by Mincha. Right? It lasts the whole day. By Ma'ariv is a new day, so you have to say Kriya Shema again. And if you sleep in the middle, but that's why he says, he says that's why there's no Kriya Shema by Mincha, but that's the Kavachomer of Mida Tova Meruba Mimida Puranis. Okay, says the Mishnah. Parsu Sadid Shalbutz, made all of Eda'am. Kogalo started going to the mikvah, so the, what do? They hug up a linen sheet for privacy between the Kohen Gadol. You know, everybody's there watching the Kohen Gadol. They want to see every move. So they hike up the sheet. So they go to the mikvah. Benam Pashad Yarad V'Taval. He went to the mikvah. Allah B'nis Tavak. He gets up and he dries himself off. And he's ready to do the first avoda. Hevielo B'dei Zav. He puts on the golden, meaning all eight. All eight begadim, B'dei Zav, because that includes the tzitz and that includes the choshen. Vila B'dei Zav, the lavash, the kiddush of Raglav. He gets dressed. And he washes his hands and his feet as he does every time he puts on or takes off the clothes. It says that he dries himself. Is that ma'akev? Like, why does the Mishnah have to tell us? Usually, if you go to the mikvah, you have to dry yourself when you get out. So is that needed? So if you look at the Mishnah Melech, has this question. The Mishnah Melech, in Avodas Yom Kippurim, Beis, he says, Hidei Sipuk Zeh, the Rabbah quotes it, mistopic, like the Mishnah does. Hidei Sipuk Zeh, Huzkar, Bigabara, Bibakobos, Harbei. Is this drying off an obligation? Or it's just saying, that's what he does. The mistaba, call it tovel, mistabig lachar tvila. Right after he washes, he has to dry himself. From the rabbi who quotes mistabag, watch that it's a chiv. It's a chiv to dry yourself off. Why would that be? Why? Bishub, we hold that chatzitza is a problem. Right? If there's anything separating, interposition, anything separating between the Kohen's begadim, the Kohen's begadim and his skin, that's a problem. If there's hair, if there's dirt, or if there's water. So if there's water in between, that's why we dry, he says. He said, Tafilu ne'ma'acha, so offer him ha'yidah bein, basal ha'begen, ha'rizu chatzitza. Avodas ha'psula. Fizeh yeshlachu shema betfila nidvak mivsaro be'afruris ha'vayim. Nima o'afar, maybe from the water, there's something that is stuck from the water. That's why you have to dry yourself to get off any... I don't know, any other type of chatzitza, any other item that might have got onto the body with the water. That's why drying is achiev, he would say. That's drying. There is a question elsewhere that Kesef Mishnah discusses. When does a person become a tahar? When he's in the mikvah or after he gets out of the mikvah? Allah. So that's a nafkamina for certain purposes, but that's not for us right now. Good. Pasha, he goes, he gets up and he dries himself. He puts on the big day, zahav. They bring in the carbon tabid. Spaghetti, kirtso. He starts doing the avoda. Kirtso, he slits the throat. He starts doing the avoda, the shchita. Ubirek acher shchita yado. But somebody else finishes. The Kohen Gadol does the minimum he has to do. You know, it's a long day. He starts the shchita. Somebody else finishes it. The kibbutz adam of his arka. Then after he starts the shchita, he does the kabbalas adam. And then he does the zrikas adam of the carbon tabid. Right? It's the first thing of the day. Nichnas lakhtores haketores. And then he goes to be maktir, the ketores. You have to read all of these Mishnayos in mind with that Balamar Ramban that we mentioned. The Balamar says the Kohen Gadol does everything today. The Ramban says only the base, only the minimum. And the Ramban says a few things that somebody else, like here, the Ramban says, the one who's carrying the shovel of the coals to the Torah, that can be somebody else. Doesn't say anywhere that has to be the Kohen Gadol. So there are a few things that the long Ramban there, the first off in Yuma, that goes through a lot of the semi-avodos. Kohen Gadol goes in, this is the daily Ktaris, not the Kodesh Kadashim Ktaris. The daily Ktaris, so to the Heichal. There's a Ktaris, and to clean out and get ready the candles. Lahakar, Vesa Rosh, Vesa Avare, Vesa Chavit, Vesa Yayin. Do these other parts of the Avoda of the Karbet Tabin, right? To react to the Rosh, the Avarim, and the Chavit, his Benchas Chavit, his daily Benchas Chavit, and the Yayin. Rabbi Elazar, B'Shem, Reb Oshia. Ad, Shishcha, Boshnai, Boroshnai. When we say that the Kohen Gadol starts the avoda, kirtso, he has to do a kosher shchita. Doesn't mean that he just starts the slit and he doesn't finish it. And we know shchita has to be rov or all, rov of the simanim, of the veshet and the kane, the food and the windpipe. So that's what he has to do. He has to shech two or rov two. Abrev Yosef Masisa Amarkade, and this is alluded to in the Mishnah, Hevi Eluas Tabit Kertso, because it says that he brought the Tabit Kertso. Kertso means shechted. after all, the pasuk says, with describing Bavel, Keretz mitzafon baba. So it's Keretz. This is Lasha Shebchidiv Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chad Amar Nachosa. One says, Kartza mizachosa shechted. Nebuchadnezzar came to shecht us. The Charada Amar Nisocha. Nisocha means to drive out and to uproot. So that's what Nebuchadnezzar did also. So Madamar Nachosa mid Hada. Maybe that's another Keretzo. The one who says he shechted us is from our Mishnah. Keretzo. Madamar Nisocha. The one who says he uprooted us and exiled us. Magliana, right, for the word gullus. He exiled us, mechober karatzti gamani, from the materials I uprooted, gamani. So you see, either way, that's what it means, but this is kertzu. Maybe next time we'll start with the mitzvah of shchita. Mitzvah of shchita, is it a mitzvah, is it a matir? Because that comes up here with the shnayim, orov shnayim. Okay, we'll stop here.